This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Stephen F. Jones Jr., STEVEN, middle initial F, JONES Jr. Date of birth 08/12/1978. Date of appointment December 13, 2022. Requesting physician Julia Subic, JULIASUBICK. Dear Julia Subic, I have the pleasure of seeing Stephen Jones today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on 11/27/2022 was taken to the emergency room in Saratoga Hospital. He was weak on the right side. It took half an hour to resolve his symptom. He was having tingling. He was driving at that time. He pulled over. He was barely walking. He was having problem in communicating. Wife took him to the emergency room. CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and MRI of the brain are negative. For a couple of years, weakness on the right side on and off. He is fatigued easily. He has a cognitive issue also. He become tired easily. He is having blurred vision, did not see the eye doctor. He has a history of low or high heart rate. Going to see cardiologist, sometime neck pain, upper back is on fire, no facial droop, some speech problem, not able to put the sentences together. Past medical history. Hypertension, depression, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, right elbow replacement, vasectomy. Allergy to sulfur, bumblebee. Medication, clonidine, wellbutrin, lisinopril, atorvastatin, 10 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, rarely drink alcohol. Married, lives with the wife, have two children. Family history, mother deceased, stroke and hypertension, father deceased, cancer, hypertension. One sister with the heart attack and hypertension, two half-brother. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 90/60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. In the upper extremity, lower extremity 0/4, plantar responses are flexor. sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out multiple sclerosis. Number two, transient. Number two, TIA. Number three, rule out stroke. Number four, weakness and fatigue. Number five, memory problem. Next paragraph. Patient MRI of the brain, CT of the head, and CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative. I would like to order the MRI of the C spine and spinal tap for MS panel. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. If MS panel will be negative, then he need a aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.